가가 건져 비하리 열하마하바 고피자나 발라바우 기리바라다리 Yasoda Nandana, Rajajana Ranjana Jamunatira Vanachani Jamunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Balaba Girivaradhari Gopi Jana Balaba Girivaradhari Yasura Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasura Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Om Shri Padma Namahansa Pri Braja Kachara Jastu Tarastu Shishi Amare Si Bhaktanda Swami Prabhupada Ki Ananta Gaudi Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Pahantri Avish Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunitananda Shadvaita Gadar Harshi Vasati Gaur Bhaktavinda Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamagun Radha Gun Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Maipurnabdip Dham Ki Vasi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Gangamai ki, Yamunamai ki. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Guru. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I'm looking for a book. Did I say that three times? Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Chato Jayamodhirai Nasta Pareshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Srimad Bhagavatam 10th Canon, Chapter 2. Really? I thought it was 11 and 12. Oh, you just went by whatever opened up. Is anything working? Okay. Namadeyani Kurvanti. Stanani cha narabhuvi Durgeti badrakaliti Vijaya Vaishnaviti cha Kumuda chandika Krishna Madhavi kanyaketi cha Maya Narayani Shani Sharadetyam Biketi Cha Namadeya Deyani Kurvanti Stanani Cha Narabhuvi Durgeti Badrakaliti Vijaya Vaishnaviti cha Kamuda Chandika Krishna Madhavi Kanyaketi cha Maya Narayani Shani Saradetam Biketi cha.
Advaitis. Namadeyani. Different names. Kurvanti will give stanani in different places to also nara, persons interested in material enjoyment. Bhuvi, on the surface of the globe. Durga iti, the name Durga. Bhadrakali, iti, the name Bhadrakali, Vijaya, the name Vijaya, Vaishnavi, iti, the name Vaishnavi, cha, also, Kamuda, the name Kamuda, Chandika, the name Chandika, Krishna, the name Krishna, Madhavi, the name Madhavi, Kanyaka Iti, the name Kanyaka, or Kanyakumari, Cha, also, Maya, the name Maya, Narayani, the name Narayani, Ishani, the name Ishani, Sarada, the name Sarada, Iti, thus, Ambika, the name Ambika, Iti, also, Cha, and Lord Krishna blessed Maya Devi by saying, in different places on the surface of the earth, people will give you different names such as Durga, Bhadrakali, Vijaya, Vaishnavi, Kumuda, Chandika, Krishna, Madhavi, Kanyaka, Maya, Narayani, Ishani, Sharada, and Ambika. Purport. Because Krishna and his energy appeared simultaneously, people have generally formed two groups, Shaktas and the Vaishnavas. Sometimes there is rivalry between them. Essentially, those who are interested in material enjoyment are Shaktas. Those who are interested in spiritual salvation and attaining the spiritual kingdom are Vaishnavas. Because people are generally interested in material enjoyment, they are interested in worshipping Maya Devi, the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vaishnavas, however, are Shuddha Shaktas, or pure Bhaktas, because the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra indicates worship of the Supreme Lord's energy, Hara. A Vaishnava prays to the energy of the Lord for his opportunity to serve the Lord along with his spiritual energy. Thus, Vaishnavas all worship such deities as Radha Krishna, Sita Ram, Lakshmi Narayan, and Rukmini Dwarkadish, whereas Durga Shaktas worship the material energy under different names. The names by which Maya Devi is known in different places have been listed in Balabhacharya by Balabhacharya as follows. In Varanasi, she is known as Durga. In Avanti, she is known as Bhadrakali. In Orissa, she is known as Vijaya. In Kulahapura, she is known as Vaishnavi or Mahalakshmi. The representatives of Mahalakshmi and Ambika are present in Bombay. In the country known as Kamarupa, she is known as Chandika. In northern India, as Sharada, and Cape Comorin as Kanyaka. Thus, she is distributed according to various names in various places. Srila Vijayadwaj Tirthapad, in his Padaratnavali Tika, has explained the meanings of the different representations. Maya is known as Durga because she is approached with great difficulty, as Bhadra because she is auspicious, and as Kali because she is deep blue. Because she is the most powerful energy, she is known as Vijaya. Because she is one of the different energies of Vishnu, she is known as Vaishnavi. Because she enjoys in this material world and gives facilities for material enjoyment, she is known as Kumura. Because she is very severe to her enemies, the Asuras, she is known as Chandika. And because she gives all sorts of material facilities, she is called Krishna. In this way, the material energy is differently named and situated in different places on the surface of the globe. Om Gyana Timananda Shaganandana Shalakaya Chaksura Maritam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Ukam Karoti Bachalam Pangulangaiti Gani Akipata Maham Vande Shri Guru Jaina Taranam. Lord Krishna blessed Maya Devi by saying, in different places on the surface of the earth, people will give you different names, such as Durga, Bhadrakali, Vijaya, Vaishnavi, Kumuda, Chandika, Krishna, Madhavi, Kanyaka, Maya, Narayani, Ishani, Sharada, and Ambika. So, here is the quintessential verse about Maya and the various names of Maya. And, of course, the Vaishnavas, they respect Maya, as it says here. They, by chanting Hare Krishna, we automatically praise Maya in the form of an original form. Even as the name Maya is there, but there's various types of Maya. There's the Yoga Maya, the Maha Maya. So Deva Maya, but this original form of Maya is going back, and we get back all the way back to Radharani as the Yoga Maya. And Yoga Maya Samavita. Although it says in the Gita, those who are in Maya, they are also bewildered by the Yoga Maya, so it becomes the Mahamaya. So as Prabhupada says, in the cover of all the Bhakti Gita's Krishna Surya, Krishna Sama Maya, Krishna Surya Sama, Maya Hoy Andhakar. Krishna is the light, Maya is darkness. Wherever there is Krishna, Tahan Krishna, Jahan Krishna Tahan, Naya Maya Adhikar. Maya cannot have jurisdiction. So, whether one is in, wherever he may be, if he's worshiping Krishna, then Maya has no jurisdiction. Therefore, the temple association, Sadhu Sangha, is so important to keep out Maya. Maya is always ready to come in. Whether one is directly a Shakta, it's interesting, Prabhupada uses the word here that the Vaishnavas are Shuddha Shaktas. Shuddha Shaktas. Actually, the Vaishnava philosophers are very expert, just like Prabhupada would say. Although the Advaita, the monists, they say they're for one, actually, but they're dualists, and we're monists. Prabhupada sometimes says that. Because they see Maya and Krishna, but we only see Krishna. So we're actually the Advaitavads. So we steal that from them. They try to talk about Advaitavad, that everything is one, but we see only Krishna. Only see Krishna. Especially the pure devotee only sees, he's Shuddha Bhakta. So throughout Bhagavatam, throughout the Shastra, it's described also those who worship Maya, what happens to them. We saw that play recently about how Judd Bharat was taken by these dacoits. They were going to worship Bhadrakali or Bhairav, some form. There's other forms, horrible. Gora Rupam. These forms are very dangerous, as described. These forms of Shiva appears with these various forms. Although Shiva means auspicious and Bhadra means auspicious, but one has to be very, very, very careful. Mostly those who are an illusion, like these so-called worshippers of Maya, these dacoits, somehow or other they decided they needed someone to sacrifice to this Bhadrakali, Bhairav. And they prepared that Judd Bharat very nicely, oiled them up very nicely, and they did all this weird puja demonstrated in that play. I don't exactly know if it came was like that, but they must have done something strange. But the ultimate lesson was that Maya was not very pleased with them. In fact, she burst out of that deity, and with the very chopper, the swords that they were going to cut up Judd Bharat, and she appeared with these kind of really heavy-duty witches and demonesses. They started cutting the heads of these asuras and throwing them around, drinking the blood like wine. So it is described in so many places that although one may worship, just like we can't say every single person that worships Durga does that, but especially we know in Bengal they worship Durga, Jagadatri, they cut off the heads of goats, and nasty business. Somehow they think that they're worshiping. They've been so deluded by killing these animals. A Vaishnava, Shuddha Bhakta, Shuddha Shakta, as it says here, he does not even harm, just like Judd Bharat, he wouldn't even step on an ant. But they were going to sacrifice him. So, therefore, we see that the Maya is sometimes pictured wearing skulls of these asuras. Although the asuras are trying hard to satisfy Durga, Maya, Kali. But ultimately, sometimes Lord Shiva is depicted as lying down to try to stop her, because he's the husband, the controller. He tries to stop her from killing. Don't kill them anymore. Wholesale slaughter. This is going on in the material world. Everyone is being slaughtered by Maya. But she doesn't even take the so-called prasad, Prabhupada said. The so-called prasad that they offer, various nonsense things. She takes the Krishna prasad. These rascals, they think that they're satisfying Durga and worshipping, like Ravana. He's a very shining example that he worshipped Lord Shiva to get the favor of Maya. And, well, he got favor. He got a golden city. But ultimately, by trying to enjoy, thinking that Sita was also something he could enjoy, this is the mentality of the Shaktas, ultimately. Whether they're directly Shakta or simply absorbed in the material energy, everyone is in Maya. Mayame tam tarantite. Very difficult. Durgam patas tad kavayo. This Durga means the fort. Very hard to conquer the Maya. But Krishna says, if one surrenders to me, he conquers Maya. Mayame tam tarantite. Though everyone in this material world is in the clutches of Maya. Maya margam. Dayati yebshita anvadava. We're like little animals illusioned by Maya, running here and there in the forest of enjoyment, trying to enjoy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, they actually appear, especially to deliver those who are in Maya. Maya margam. Dayati yebshita. By mercy, they want to deliver us. So most persons, they don't wish to be delivered. But still, the acharyas, they come to take us out of this material world. So here, Prabhupada says, because people are generally interested in material enjoyment, they are interested in worshipping Maya. So whether they think they're worshipping Maya or not, they're speaking all nonsense. This is one of the symptoms. Vilajamanaya Yasha in the second canto is described that Maya is actually ashamed to stand before Krishna. Even in Brahma Samhita is described from the very beginning of the creation, just to satisfy the living entities who are jivalokasya, maya mohita, illusion by maya. They want this material enjoyment. So Krishna appears, you have to snap that. Haribol. Krishna, when Krishna glances at the material world, as described in Brahma Samhita, he expands himself in the form of Shambhu, who consorts with Maya. But Krishna himself never Vyoga Staya Maya. He never consorts Rama Mahanasya. He never enjoys with Maya in this material world. He enjoys with Radharani in the spiritual world, but he doesn't enjoy Maya. He stays completely transcendental. In the first canto also, we see that there was the episode where Aswatthama was throwing the Brahmastra. So Arjuna, he was praying. This is the devotee. First he prays. Before asking for any benediction, he praised Krishna. He prayed to Krishna. Abhayankara, Bhaktanam Abhayankara, because you are the beneficiary of the bhaktas, you can destroy fear, abhayankara. And what he said was, mayavyudasya, tatshaktya, by your shakti, you keep maya at a distance. So wherever we're worshipping Krishna, then maya stays far away. Otherwise, the materialists, the katante durdhya, they are shameless or shameful, but because they're in maya, they speak all nonsense. And the symptom is I, me, mine. Whether one is worshipping directly maya, but those who are pishachi pailiena mati chanahoy, described by Jagadanda Pandit, they're actually haunted, like ghostly haunted. Everyone we see in this material world, whether they say they're worshipping maya, animiyate iti maya. One description of maya is that it's measuring. So by false ego, ahankara, they're thinking that everything belongs to them. Whether the biggest material scientist, whether it's Ravana or any tiny living entity, they're in illusion somehow or other. Unfortunately, the animals, etc., lower entities, they cannot understand in any circumstance, Prabhupada said, their spiritual nature, spirit soul. But the human beings who are two-legged animals, they are eligible to be delivered out of Maya's clutches. Durgam patas tad kavayo vidanti. But they don't try for it. Therefore, they are Maya Mragam. And they're speaking always like ghosts. I am this, I am that. How are you? How are your material elements? Just like last night we were discussing the Hansa avatar, that at one point, it's described in the 11th canto, even the four Kumaras, they asked Lord Brahma, how is it that the living entities are in Maya? That the material elements enter the mind enters the material elements, and one, we can't understand that right now. They became illusioned, even the four Kumaras. And they asked Brahma, and then he thought, for a while, he thought, I forgot. How does that happen? I don't know. Even Lord Brahma became illusioned, and he couldn't explain it. So the Hansa avatar appeared, the swan incarnation of Krishna. And the swan appeared, and the four Kumaras started to speak with the Hansa avatar and asked the same question. Who are you? They ask a question, who are you? And the swan immediately responded by saying, well, that's kind of a funny question, because if you think that I am this body, that means the eight material elements, so you should be asking me who are they, or you know, all eight elements, five elements in that case, you say. So practically we can see that this is a very interesting question. Even Lord Brahma, even the four Kumaras, sometimes they become some kind of an illusion also. And then, of course, the swan described that if you're really interested, you know, who I am, spirit, soul, I'm not really subject to any of the material changes. So therefore, that question would not also be applicable. So we learn from Bhagavatam how to get out of Maya. The very first verse of the Bhagavatam describes Satyam Param Dhimahi Janvadyasyato Anvayari Turatas Charte Svabhigya Svarat Teni Brahm Hridayari Kavaye Muhyanti Atsuraya. In the very first verse, it says that Muhyanti Atsuraya, even the greatest demigods, they're also an illusion. Young Brahma Varuna Indra, Brahma Varuna Indra, are they all at one time or another fall into illusion. Narastakuhakam sacham param dhimahi. Therefore, we worship Krishna as the absolute truth, not as some sentimental thing, but we understand all the various aspects of Krishna. Especially we're warned not to immediately jump ahead, thinking artificially, yes, this is, I am now in my spiritual rasa. One who is speaking like that is also could be subject to Maya. Because those, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta said, Amar bhajan katta, nahi bolibo jatatata. Those who have very high realization of their bhajan, they don't go around speaking. People try to figure out, what is Prabhupada's rasa? What is it? He's an elevated, great sage. If he decides that you shouldn't understand that at this time, you're not required to know that at this time, then we can take that. But by reading Prabhupada's Bhagavatam purports, then gradually we can, shana shana uparamet, gradually we can come to this realization, our own realization. Not artificially, but by natural flow. Otherwise, Maya is always ready. Maya ashritanam naradara kena. There's one verse in 10th canto. In the various aspects of tattva, the Siddhanta, how great is Krishna? Just like Prabhupada, sometimes he became so disturbed by some paintings showing. Prabhupada was on such a level that we would see some paintings where Krishna and Radharani would say, this is nonsense painting. The devotees might be thinking, oh, it's very nice. He said, let there be a painting showing that Krishna is very powerful, controlling the universe. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta used to say also, I've gone all over India, everywhere, all over Braj, I've not seen any pure devotee. It was not such an easy thing to conquer Maya to be in. One devotee was saying, oh, sometimes we're in Maya. Oh, some devotees would say like that. He said, no, sometimes you're in Krishna. Durgam patas ksharasha dara nishita duratyaya. Because this material world especially is a very sharp edge. At any time we can cut ourselves by dabbling in it. So they're very dangerous, this Kali, Bhadrakali, all these names, Durga, Sati. These are very nice pastimes, how Sati, she emulated herself. She didn't want to be associated with her father. But then she took birth again to be associated with Lord Shiva. She's always associated with Lord Shiva. Chayeva yashi bhuvanani bibharti durga. But she's the shadow of Krishna. Wherever there's, then there's darkness. It moves along. Shristi stiti palaya sadhana shaktiri. How do the Vaishnavas worship these devas? You simply, Prabhupada said, you take Brahma Sangita, the shlokas akshiram yata dadi vikara vishesha yoga sanjayate. There's the shlokas describing Lord Shiva, how he's like transformed Krishna. like yogurt from milk. And then Durga, her responsibility is Shristi Stiti Pralaya Shadana Shaktari. Chayiva Yashi Bhuvananti Bhuvanani Bibharti Durga. Govindamari Purusham Tamaham. She's Chayiva, just the shadow of Govinda. So, if she's the shadow, then the devotees understand they don't worship the shadow, they worship the direct Krishna. Kamais taista hrita jnana prabhajante. Those who are full of material desires, they worship the demigods to get all these benedictions. So there's so many lessons about that. If you want to fall into Maya, you can do it according to all the rituals, or you can just do it naturally, be in Maya. In Kali Yuga, not that many people are worshiping Maya. Although sometimes I've heard the actual ISKCON devotees, they leave ISKCON, but they know they should do something, so they worship Maya. They worship Shiva. That's been seen. They start worshiping something like Kartikeya or something, and then you wonder, what are they thinking? What did they learn after all that, you know? Prabhu, I mean, what happened to you? No, now I've seen that. They worship Maya. Or they say something. I've seen one devotee, a Prabhupada disciple. He used to be an editor of Back to Godhead. And he was loudly proclaiming everywhere, we have to imitate Radha Krishna. We have to enjoy conjugal like that. I mean, how did you learn that? You were an editor of Back to God? So Prabhupada would say, just see the power of Maya, the three modes of the illusory energy. Tamagun. This whole material world is Tama. Tamishram. So therefore Maya is very easy to put everyone asleep. They're all sleeping in the lap of Maya. Enachyo shodi Maya nashi baralage is Bhaktivinoda Thakura. How long will you sleep in this Maya's lap? I brought the medicine. Lord Chaitanya says, Enachyo shodi Maya. Maya nashi bara means to destroy Maya, to keep Maya away. This is the medicine. What is it? Harinam Maha Mantra. So this Harinam Maha Mantra is the best medicine. One has to drink it. If one doesn't drink it, then he remains illusory. If he drinks the, just like King Kulashekar says in his one prayer, that if one drinks this intoxication of Krishna Mantra, Pibhata Bhagavatam or the Bhagavatam, then he stays out of Maya, out of illusion. But those who don't drink it, they fall into Maya. So this is the type of drinking that we do, the type of intoxicating we do. We want to become intoxicated with this Harinam Maha Mantra. Lao tu mi magi. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakura is saying, I'm begging for this medicine. Please give me this medicine. So throughout all of Bhaktivinoda's songs, all his teachings, he's simply trying to dispel Maya. Dispel Maya. He's the power. He's the Gaura Shakti Swarupaya. And we know Gaura Shakti means the energy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, he's exhorting. Still now, wonderfully, such great persons as Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by writing so many songs. How many people could even memorize a few of those songs? And he wrote them all quickly. What genius could get it together to write five of those songs or one of those songs? And he was writing books. He wrote five song books of songs, all pure nectar poetry, Bengali poetry, all to help us, all medicine. Here, take. He can't do that unless you're not under the clutches of Maya. So therefore we worship such persons because they're above Maya. Lipyate nasapapena, just like the lotus above all, grows above. So they worship the lotus feet, the lotus writing, the lotus Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. There's so much nectar, enough to drown the material world. Nityo Yashodhi Maya. I am your only friend, Lord Chaitanya says. Ami bina banduar kache tomar. Who else is your friend? No. So when we actually trace it out, we see. Prabhupada is the friend. Bandotama, Nityananda, the ultimate friend. These are who we worship. That's the only way to come out of Maya, Durga. Otherwise, remain in the clutches. These great personalities, they're coming to kick out. Prabhupada said, I kick out Maya, my foot. Just like some devotees were interested in astrology. He said, I kick out the influence of hundreds of Ketu or, what is it? Huh? Rahu. Prabhupada said, people, yes, you're interested in the future, your astrological future. So, future is there for everyone. What is it? Death. It sums it up. So, those under the clutches of Maya, they have to succumb to death. Even though they try to enjoy so much in this material world. The devotees, they know this is nonsense. Durdhya. Mamaham iti durdhya. Dhya means intelligence, but when you're in Maya, your intelligence is durdhya. Durbudhe. That Duryodhan, he is described in the Bhagavad Gita as durbudhi. Duskrita. Namam duskritino mudha. They have Maya Prita Gyana. They have Gyan, they have Krita, everything, but it's taken away by Maya. So Maya is always approaching at every moment. Prabhupada said, as soon as you, when you turn the light switch, it goes out immediately. Well, of course, there's dimmers. One can argue there's dimmers. Still, the example is there. Fingernail. When you put a knife on your fingernail, you won't feel anything. But as soon as you move it, one fraction on your flesh, it's very painful. So Maya cuts like that. This is Mayami Tantran today. One has to surrender to Krishna to overcome Maya. So these are the lessons from the Bhagavatam. So any comments? He's playing around with the battery. I don't know if that's symbolic.
I think he has to watch out for his neck out of the boat.
The Bajari does it.
Yeah, yeah. This guy, I was so stunned.
Well, you mean he wasn't a... before that, was he a devotee? What are you saying?
No, he wasn't. He was our neighbor. But I mean, we used to have like a feud. But I went into...
You had a feud with him?
Our family, you know.
A family feud?
Yeah. So I went in
over being because they were in Maya or why?
The thing is, I went into Krishna temple, so it seems like one of these guys gonna go to some temple to say. So he went into a Kali temple. I said, you know, I was so shocked. You know,
apparently, the Muslims also they kill billions of goats when they have the Mecca thing, and they have a big canyon. They just throw them in there, and they don't even eat them or anything.
In the early days when we were brahmacharis, right? If you don't attend the programs, we say you're in Maya, Prabhu. you know about that, right?
Okay.
So in these days now, do we still have that concept or have we changed?
No, we're not in Maya. There's nobody's in Maya anymore.
My question is like, all of a sudden, you know, everyone is gone. You gave a very wonderful class, a very erudite, you know the Shastra. It's very attractive to hear the Bhagavatam recited by such a, maybe you're not elevated, but you're an elevated speaker.
I'm sitting up.
So you're elevated. Anyway, that now know, you know, or
they came from out of town, or Lachua. Or maybe on the farm somewhere.
Can you analyze, though? Can you give us in-depth reasons why this
is... No violin? I don't know. next. Madan's got it.
There's 2 points I was thinking of. Is one is the gopis, they also worshipped goddess Katyayani, was it? So, but they set an example of how to interact with the demigods, that they asked for Krishna as their husband. Right? And then in the Sri Shapansha, Isha Vaishi Dham Sarvam, everything is belongs to Krishna. So when you don't want to acknowledge that, because Krishna gives us free will, then there has to be something else to answer for that alternative. And they're the demigods.
Alternative medicine.
Well,
you know how we talk about alternative medicine. So there is real medicine, and then, well, the karmis, the allopaths think they have the real medicine, the alternative is bogus. But we sometimes, most of the time, we say it's the opposite. But.
So if Krishna is Bhava Grahi, he can take the essence of your feeling when they approach the material energy. He doesn't even want to deal with that at all. Krishna doesn't even. He delegates all the rest of that because, you know, it's like saying, I want your energy, but I don't want you. You know, I'll take that. That's the same as stealing, isn't it? If you
I don't know. You become a cop, you'll find out.
If you say, well, I went over your house, I like this one painting, so I don't like to reimburse you for it, so I'm just going to pick it up.
Yeah, it reminds me, there was a guy here, he had a whole bunch of paintings, half of which he stolen from temples. He was around here some years ago. I don't think so. No. So then he had me touching up some of these paintings. I said, wait a minute, where'd you get this painting? Where'd you get this painting? He said, oh, don't worry about that. Then later on, he said to me, I don't know why I'm paying you. I should hire a junkie just to steal your stuff and burn your house. I said, yeah, maybe you should do that. I was like, wow, this guy used to, he used to be in the road show back in 71, you know. At least he was in Gainesville, and he remembered me from that. But yeah, he writes books too, but yeah, he's funny like that. I should hire junkies to steal your what? The Beatles. You know who I'm talking about? You know. Anyway. He's got sweet breath. Anything else? All right. Shy.